This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story, hundreds walking the streets of Dallas this weekend. They called it a mega march.
They're calling for an end to deportations and for bipartisan immigration reform. KRLD's Kristen Yates has more.
Demonstrators say they wanted to push back against messages sent by the administration that Latinos are here for the wrong reasons.
Not everybody here is bad. There's people out here that actually want to chase a dream, want to accomplish goals.
Local and state politicians, including Congressman Al Green of Houston, were on hand to speak to the crowd at Dallas City Hall. While this was dubbed a mega march, it is not the first one held in Dallas. In 2006, an estimated 500,000 people marched through downtown. At the time, it was called the largest civil rights demonstration in Texas. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And it is the final day of March Madness, because it's the final day of March, right? And stars are going to be on the floor in Birmingham tonight. The top-seeded Texas Longhorns take on the two-seed TCU, a former Big 12 and, hey, Southwest Conference matchup as well in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament.
In a game between two Texas schools with a trip to the Final Four on the line, some of the top players in the country will be on the floor. Texas is led by first-team All-American and SEC Player of the Year Madison Booker, who led the Longhorns with 16.2 points per game this year. Vic Schaefer's team also features guard Rory Harmon, who was named first-team SEC and is 10th in the nation in assists per game. TCU has one of college basketball's biggest stars, Big 12 Player of the Year Haley Van Lith. In Van Lith's first season in Fort Worth, she has helped head coach Mark Campbell turn around a program that held open tryouts a year ago and now finds itself one win away from the Final Four. In Birmingham, Chris Blake, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Horns and the Frogs tip off tonight at 6 o'clock. You can see it on ESPN. And the men's Final Four is set, and if you picked all the top seeds, your bracket looks great! Auburn took out Michigan State 78-65 to advance yesterday. Auburn center Johnny Broome says he's glad the team is still dancing and romancing.
This is a part of our plans, a part of our goals. You know, and sitting on top of the ladder in front of, you know, all the Auburn fans still being there, traveling.
Auburn will take on Florida on Saturday. The other Final Four game is Duke versus Houston. The Cougars crushing Tennessee 69-50 on Sunday.
You sounded just like Tony the Tiger there.
Who's that?
He's great. We told you Friday morning that the downtown Neiman Marcus store is staying open. Now the CEO of parent company Saks Global, Mark Metrick, telling NBC5 that the talks with the city had been going on for some time.
And while the city was making a compelling case to the company, we didn't want to, you know, give people any false sense of what was happening.
In the exclusive interview, Metrick declined to say how they may reimagine the downtown store, but he says they are working quickly on the project.
I look at this absolutely as two parties coming together to work on something to make it great. But really what I'm excited about is to put our best foot forward as Saks Global into the Dallas market with Neiman Marcus.
And there he is with a little music behind him. The downtown store, as it is now, along with legendary Zodiac Room, will remain open through the end of the year. And now I'm craving a popover.
Oh, well, the final five candidates for Dallas's new police chief meet with the public starting today. NBC5's Larry Collins reports a decision could come as soon as next week.
The position, of course, has been vacant since October of last year when Eddie Garcia retired from law enforcement to take an assistant city manager position in Austin. The next chief will walk into a department that has seen violent crime fall every year since 2021, but they'll be faced with the tall task of hiring hundreds of officers to reach a voter mandated goal of having 4,000 officers.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting. Well, Dallas Wings fans get another shot to watch Paige Beckers tonight when UConn faces USC with a berth in the women's Final Four on the line. They're going to play right after the TCU-Texas game. Beckers is considered to be the shoe-in number one pick in the upcoming WNBA draft. She told ESPN's Rebecca Lobo in the last week that she is going to enter the WNBA draft. She is done in college, even though she has a year of eligibility left. And of course, the Wings have the number one overall draft pick, and so they're really excited about getting the chance to see her in action over the next few years, should everything work out, and Paige Beckers be the next Dallas Wing.
Okay, and speaking of women's basketball, do you remember the man accused of stalking a WNBA star, Caitlin Clark?
Weirdo.
Well, he's going to be in court today. Michael Lewis is charged with one count of stalking, threatening sexual battery or death. And as you can hear in this soundbite, he did not cooperate in previous hearings.
Good morning, Mr. Lewis.
Guilty.
No. Sir, this is initial hearing. I'll give you a chance to talk. It's not your time.
Throw me the bookie.
Stop talking. You will not be allowed near Hinklefield House, near Cambridge Fieldhouse, or near Caitlin Clark. Do you understand?
And that man was arrested in January, accused of sending sexually violent messages from his ex account to Clark and then driving from Texas to Indianapolis, where Clark plays. If you're looking for cheaper eggs, like the kind you eat,
yes.
Study shows Texas-based HEB with the lowest prices of any major chain. Mm. Finance Buzz did the study, and as of March 17th, they found a dozen eggs at HEB were $4.49. Kroger came in second with the lowest prices at $5.31 a dozen. Target and Walmart were both right at $5.80 for a dozen eggs. Aldi came in at $5.97 a dozen.
Wall Street was gross last week. KRLD business analyst David Johnson, he's all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. He's ready for new beginnings. Right, David?
You know, gross is an interesting euphemism that I had not used. I used most of them last week.
Yeah.
No, it's been very ugly. And we've got this sort of Damocles hanging over our head. You know, I'd be talking about that and also the April 2nd tariffs that are coming. Well, except for that we've got two big local stories. Well, I think I'll go ahead and start with the tariffs. The tariffs now, it looks like, are going to be bigger and broader than expected. The president was given an opportunity over the weekend to sort of backtrack on it. And he said, no, I think they're going to hit everybody starting out, all the countries. And now that's sort of raised its stagflation fears. And the sell-off that we saw Friday is continuing. The Dow Industrials average looks down 338 points. The NASDAQ down 297. The S&P down 65. Now, the two big local stories, a monster story. Mr. Cooper, you used to know him as Nation Star Mortgage, but they're based way up there that part of Dallas and Cypress Waters that's sort of Dallas and sort of Coppell. They're getting bought out for $9.4 billion. Rocket Companies is going to buy Mr. Cooper. The combined companies, what they do is they manage mortgages. They'll manage a sixth of the mortgages in the United States of America. They'll have 10 million clients when this deal goes through. But that is a very, very big deal. And as you might expect, Mr. Cooper is trading higher on that news. The other news is a follow-up to what we were reporting, I guess it was just last month. New York Stock Exchange Chicago is moving to Texas, and Dallas in particular. They've announced that move. We don't know exactly where they're going to be, but we know what their first listing is going to be. New York Stock Exchange Texas announced today that Trump Media and Technologies, DJT, the operators of Truth Social, will list their shares on the New York Stock Exchange, Texas, to be the first listing. Crude's up 7 cents, $69.43. Gold's up another $42.60 to a record high, $31.56.90. And the 10-year rate is falling again, just below 4.21%. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today marks 30 years since the murder of Tejano music icon Selena. She was killed in Corpus Christi by Yolanda Saldivar, the manager of her fan club. Fans visited Selena's memorial over the weekend talking about her legacy.
Beautiful woman to look up to as a Latina, you know. Even today, the girls who never got to meet her but saw her story, they're still very influenced by her.
Remember, Saldivar was denied parole just last week. In that life sentence, she's serving for murder. She's eligible for parole again in 2030.
More violence in Austin's entertainment district over the weekend. Four people were shot on 6th Street early Sunday. Business owner Sergio Mendez tells KXAN Television it's just the latest violence he's seen.
I think 6th really definitely has a problem. I've been here for 10 years and I've watched it deteriorate.
He says he's hoping the shooting gets help and Austin city leaders do more to make 6th Street safer.
So the FAA investigating yet another close call in Washington, D.C. between a Delta flight and an Air Force jet. The flight had just taken off from Reagan National Airport Friday afternoon with an Air Force T-38 jet. That's kind of a trainer heading to Arlington National Cemetery. Got too close. The Delta jet got one of those cockpit collision warning alerts.
Hey, was there an actual aircraft about 500 feet below us off of DCA?
Just find an APA permit.
Well, the incident comes just months after a deadly mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter at Reagan Airport. Also, we learned recently that a plane in DC collided with a kite. Now, the plane won that collision, but I thought that was rather weird as well, that a kite would be flying in the path of a plane as well.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.